I joined Agent Reynolds, and our painstaking inquiry into the alien smuggling racket began from the Havana end. Our arrival in Cuba coincided in time with the arrangement being carried out between Paul Dennis and Joseph Bristol. But of course, we had no knowledge of this, nor were we aware how completely the subsequent development of this arrangement would aid us in breaking the case.
That's about it, Mr. Dennis. Ray and me here, we underestimated our expenses in this deal. Now, if you want us to take it back out of the United States, it's going to cost you a little bit extra. Join us?
It's going to cost extra?
Yeah, shame we underestimated.
Hey, Ray.
Mm-hmm. We made a deal, Mr. Bristol.
I know.
$5,000 in advance, $5,000 when I was returned to Havana.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, if it wasn't, I was losing money.
How much extra, Mr. Bristol?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Dennis, when you figure out the risk involved.
How much?
How much? $100,000.
Your health, Joe?
The same.
You must be out of your mind.
100 minus the 5 advance.
Out of your mind or falling down drunk? I don't know which.
Ah, listen, you two. Suit yourself.
I won't pay, Bristol. I won't give you one penny more than we bargained for. Not one penny.
Look, Mr. Dennis, I haven't got time to waste talking. If you don't want to explain how you got into this country to the American authorities, you'll pay and pay fast.
What?
The American authorities? I think they would be interested to hear that Mr. Paul Dennis is in Florida.
I see.
Sure. You're no dope, Dennis. We don't have to draw your diagrams.
I will give you $50,000.
The drink, Gray?
Why not? 75. That's my final offer.
Mine's 100.
I don't have that much.
Oh, senor, we weep for you.
Yeah, you're breaking our hearts.
100,000, eh?
Uh-huh.
And if I agree to give it to you...
If, senor?
If I do...
We still have a deal. Your return to Havana. Now, think it over. You have 1 week from today.
I will think it over. But, Bristol.
Yeah?
I am warning you. If you try anything else, you are going to be sorry.
This is the end of it, pal. You have my word.
Anything else, Bristol. Remember that. I'm warning you.
Director, FBI, Washington, confidential. Arrived Havana with Agent Reynolds. Are following local lead on Cuban entertainer Carla Fernandez. Will advise results. Sign it, Steve.
Memorandum to the director, July 28th. Local police aiding in surveillance of Carla Fernandez. Home, clothes, manner of living, all far in excess of nightclub income. July 31st. Subject seen often in company of Joseph Bristol, married American living in Havana. Bristol is skipper of a fishing launch operating between Cuba and the United States. August 2nd. Consider relationship of subject with Joseph Bristol definite tie-up. Suggest visit to apartment in Bristol's absence, 14 Calle Nacional.
Senorita Hernandez.
Si, Pedro.
There is someone here to see you, senorita.
Gracias, Pedro. Please excuse me, gentlemen.
In the front office, senorita.
Gracias. Why, Ellen.
Hello, Carla.
What a pleasant surprise. I'll have a waiter bring in some drinks.
No, Carla.
What?
No drinks. This isn't a social call.
Oh. What are you doing here, Ellen?
You'd better sit down, Carla.
Ellen.
Really, you'd better. This is going to be a little hard to take.
See, this is about Joe and me.
It's about the FBI.
FBI?
They called on me today. The FBI called on me. You'd better sit down.
What did they want?
Before Joe left for Florida, he told me something. He'd been drinking again. He told me this trip with Mr. Dennis would be the last. He told me he wasn't coming back to me.
Helen, what did the FBI want?
Let go of me, Carl.
Helen.
I'll tell you what they wanted. Joe. They wanted him. Everybody wants Joe. The FBI, me, Carla Hernandez.
Don't talk like a schoolgirl.
Joe was right. He isn't coming back. To me, to you, to anyone.
What?
You won't get Joe, Carla. You won't take him away from me. I've fixed it so you won't.
What are you talking about? Ellen, what are you talking about?
I told the FBI about the boat. I told them where they'd find Paul Dennis.
No.
I love Joe, Carla. I couldn't let you have him.
You didn't do it, Ellen. Tell me you didn't.
I did it. I told them. When the boat comes in tonight, they'll have Joe. You won't.
Helen, you idiot. You crazy, jealous idiot. I don't want Joe. I swear to you, I never wanted him.
What?
I only let him think I did. That's all, Helen. For money, I let him think so.
Carla.
Oh, you have done such a thing. If the Silver Pearl has left Florida, we'll all go to jail. You, Ramon, Joe, all of us.
You didn't want him? Joe?
Hello. Hello, operator. I want to put through a rush call to Miami, Florida.
It didn't work.
Oh, it's
Joe.
Only they haven't left.
Carla.
Yes, please. And hurry it, operator. It is urgent.
Our visit to Ellen Bristol's apartment alerted us to the location of the Silver Pearl. We wanted very much to examine this so-called fishing boat. However, our call to Miami followed the urgent call made by Carla Hernandez. And it was this last call that started the Silver Pearl's fatal trip.
Senor Dennis, get in.
Where is Bristol?
Joe? He'll be right here. There was a phone call for him at the pier office.
Pereira.
Yes?
You tell Bristol something for me.
Anything, senor.
Tell him to remember my warning. If he tries anything else, he's going to be sorry.
I will tell him, senor.
You remember it too, Pereira.
As you say. Now, please, get in.
We are starting the second jury turns. Smells terrible.
Oh, I know, senor. It has been more comfortable for you in the cabin, but so long as it keeps the noses of the authorities turning away.
Oh, here's our skipper now.
All right, close it up.
Si, senor. All right.
All right.
All set, Joe.
Ray, make it fast. Start up the motor.
What's the matter?
Everything. The police are on to us. We're waiting in Havana.
What?
That was Carla on the phone. Ellen spilled the whole work. Start up the motor, I tell you.
Joe,
start it up.
We can go to Havana now.
Don't tell me what we can't do. You heard what I said. Start up that motor.
Shouldn't have done this, Joe. Why?
That rotten Ellen. I'd like to kick her face in.
We won't have a chance.
100,000 clear, and she had to louse it up.
He'll search the boat the minute we dock. He'll find any sure.
Yeah, that's right. They will.
And why?
They'll find Dennis if we dock.
Huh?
We're not going to Havana, Ray. We're not going to dock.
What?
Not going to dock. Something ripped the hull wide open. Water pouring in all over. We have to abandon ship.
Joe.
They pick us up in a life raft. No money, no evidence. We're in the clear.
In the clear. What about Dennis?
What about him?
Joe.
He and a boater 1,000 leagues under. They can never prove a thing.
What? You mean you'd leave him?
What's the matter? It's perfect. Of course that leaving. What's Dennis done?
No.
It's our only way out, Ray.
No.
You know how many years we get? Don't go baby on me.
But Joe.
What? We can't play around and sit back around.
He wouldn't have a chance, Joe.
But Ray, I don't want this any more than you.
There must be some other way.
I told you the other way. Jail for all of us.
Joe.
Get back there. Put an axe through the side. Ray.
Why?
Will you get back until I can tell you?
Okay, Joe.
And make it fast. I'll call a shore patrol. Give him the news.
Well, why do I tell Danny?
Tell him nothing. He'll find out soon enough. Silver Pearl contacting shore. Silver Pearl contacting shore. Go ahead, Ray. Use it.
Uh-huh.
Come in, Short Patrol. Over.
Short Patrol, answering Silver Pearl. For me, Silver Pearl.
Short Patrol, we're in trouble. About 90 miles out, big hole on starboard. Out of control, boat sinking rapidly. Over. Get that life raft into the water, Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
Silver Pearl, are you able to remain afloat until we reach you? Over.
Short Patrol, no, can't possibly hold up. Boat going down, abandoning ship, signing off. Okay, let's go.
Short Patrol calling Silver Pearl.
Never mind the money. You can't have a sound on it.
$100,000.
It's the money or jail. Let's go. Get in.
Pearl.
So how do you shoot?
Come on down, Ray. Get in.
Come on.
We'll get started.
Joe.
Let's not talk about it, huh?
Joe, look.
What?
Look!
The air's going out. Dennis. What?
That's what he meant. If you try anything else, you're going to be sorry.
Dennis did it?
Put holes in your ass.
That's what he meant. Ray!
It's going under. Swim for it.
I can't.
What?
I can't.
Swim. It's going under.
FBI in peace and war. Drama, thrills, action.